Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Zaniah. How may I help you?
Hi, Zaniah. My name is Anthony Tremarco, and I sent an email out a couple of days ago about any updates on a shipment, and I get it returned back today. I'm sorry for your damaged product. I never sent an email saying I got a damaged product. I haven't received anything since December on a build-up kit. I was just wondering if there's any update with it. I keep on hearing that it's going to be shipped, and nothing's coming in. And it's been since December since I got anything from it. And I have like four or five, I got about four other kits I have through you guys. And, I don't know if I'm going to order any more through you if this is going to be like this. It's, it's a long time. I can understand a couple of months, but December, that's half a year since I received anything.
Yes,
it's on my Mercedes. It's on my Mercedes Gullwing 300 SL.
Oh, would you happen to have your account number?
I do not have that account number for that.
Okay, that's no problem. Could you provide me with the spelling of your last name?
Yes, it's Tremarco.
Thank you. And what would be your zip code?
13069.
Thank you. Just a moment here. Okay. I do see you here, Mr. Anthony. And can I have you confirm your address for me?
111 Walnut Street, apartment 4, Fulton, New York, 13069.
Thank you. Just one moment here. All right, I do see here your Mercedes Gullwing collection. Give me one moment. Let me look in for you. I do see here it's an out-of-stock issue. That's what's been keeping you from receiving your shipments.
I don't think. I'm talking about since December. I mean, no update, no anything. I just keep on hearing that. It's out of stock.
Yes. It seems as though when one item is out of stock for you, as soon as that came in stock, then you had another one that was out. So that's what's been keeping the hold. Give me just one moment here. I'm going to look through the ETA sheet to see if we have an update. Give me just one moment here, because it seems as though there was an update, but it hasn't been processed within the system. Let me check with my manager. Just one moment here. I am still with you.
Okay.
I'm just having her look over it. Hello, Mr. Tramarco.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I spoke with my manager, and she advised that at the moment, they haven't given them anything of the ETA for the Mercedes-Benz wing for when things will be in stock. Now, she advised us that maybe what we can do for you is, since issue 30 is what's keeping you from receiving any shipments, I can skip that for you for the time being, and that way you get some shipments going out, and once we have a definitive ETA for issue 30, we can unskip and have that sent out for you.
I know, but I don't know if I could build it until I get 30.
Sorry, could you repeat that for me? You broke up while you were speaking. My apologies.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could build ahead. I think you got to build on, in order, because I don't believe that I could just stockpile parts without using them. You would see use of this in here or stay in there. You can't really do anything. Sometimes I don't know what issue 30 is. If I could work around it and then go back over to it, some parts you can't go ahead. It's built on the parts that you're
staying
for.
Now, issue 30 is the firewall. It comes with the firewall, the left and right pivot, as well as the wiper linkage and the wiper transmission arm.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking you're probably going to need that firewall to build on, to build on it.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe that you could go on. That's not going to, if it was something like, for instance, something you're not going to use for a while, that's fine. But if it's something that I need, then it doesn't make any sense to do it that way. Because then I'm just be piling parts here without using them. I got to wait. And I still got to wait for that stage 30.
Right. My apologies for the inconvenience. I reached out to her, but she says the warehouse hasn't given her any update. And so that was just the next option to offer to see if she wanted to go about it that way.
Yeah, that's not really going to help me, I don't believe. It's just that it's just a long time. I mean, you're looking at, I could understand a couple of months, but 6 months, that's like a half a year. This model should be almost halfway built already, and it's like still in early stages.
Right. And I completely understand. It is a bit excessive. That's why I was wondering why I didn't see anything on the list at all. They give us a new list about every few months, and it'll have an update for the next 3 months, and I didn't see anything per se related to the gold wing, so I thought it was just my sheet, but she says that the warehouse has not given her any update in regards to anything of the gold wing.
What concerns me was I was doing the plastic car thing with you guys. And the same thing happened with one of those. I got some shipment, and then all of a sudden they discontinued it. And I'm stuck. And then I was stuck with a half a model, and the thing was discontinued. I mean, I did finally, after about 3 or 4 phone calls, get a refund, but it wasn't easy to get a refund. They didn't want to give me a refund. They said that, they don't refund. I'm like, yeah, but I got half a model, and I'm afraid that this is not going to happen with this, where, you're going to tell me that I can't get the part and I'm stuck.
Let me see here. Give me just one moment. Let me check for you, because if it is a situation where it's discontinued. Just a moment here. I'm checking what you're to see if it's an
issue.
See,
there's something else that what concerns me is if I go to your website now and look at the die-class home, I didn't even see that part even listed. It's, you know, the Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, the Eleanor, the Nissan, James Bond. It's not even listed up there anymore. And that's what concerns me a little bit.
And that's what I just saw myself when I went to the website. So I was actually about to advise that I just sent her a message asking what's going on. Now, she stated they're not currently accepting new subscribers, but they are continuing with the current subscribers.
Okay. I mean, okay.
So basically, it's
issue 30 I'm waiting on?
Yes, sir. That's issue 30 is the only thing that you're waiting on that's stopping you from receiving shipments. And we don't yet have an ETA for it. We're waiting to see it gets in regards to why you don't receive it on the website anymore. Now, they are going to discontinue it in the future. So they're not accepting new subscribers, but they are continuing only with the current subscribers. So it won't be a situation with the other model where it was just discontinued abruptly. They're going to make sure that you receive everything first before it's discontinued.
Okay. I wait longer, but I mean, 6 months is extensive. I just think that, you know, it's whatever. It's just, I don't know. It's just that, you know, I mean, I have Mustang going with you guys, the Nissan going with you guys, the Jeep going with us. Three models I have current. I just got an email saying that the Mustang, another Mustang is coming out. And I don't know if I really want to, you know, if I keep on running into problems like this, I'm not sure if I still want to, you know, I mean, order anything from you guys anymore. I'm also working on stuff from Agora Models, which doesn't seem to be a problem. Model Space, which doesn't seem to be a problem. But this is, you know, aggravating. It's just, you know, waiting all this time. I just get, you know, whatever, just a little weary here about, you know, ordering anything else at this point.
I completely understand. And my apologies for the inconvenience. I know an apology can only go so far. It's just that waiting on the warehouse for...
Right, I understand your customer service. I mean, this is not really, you know, I mean, I don't understand what you know, it's not you, but it's just, I don't know, just that the Eagle Moss company in itself is kind of, is just, to me, it's kind of starting to get me a little weary about you guys and making sure that, you know, I mean, just not to have, like, an answer is another problem. You know what I mean? Like, I've been calling now for 3 months, and it's always the same thing. It's on back order, but... Not to have it answered is kind of also getting me a little nervous, too. Like, you know, why is it so long on back order, like for 6 months? That's, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, because, well, if my last order was in December, you're looking at, you know, that should have been shipped in January. And so, you know, I mean, not to have it for all these months, it's a long time. And we're into the summer already, and still having, you know, it's just, I don't know, I get a little weary.
I completely understand. And she's going to send over to the warehouse now because she didn't realize that it had been 6 months since she received the shipment, that we hadn't received any ETA, but we thought simply because that's because they were trying to phase everything out. We'll need an update for issue 30, and they're going to have to go through. So she'll have a meeting with the warehouse, and hopefully they'll provide us with some information for you.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem at all. So my apologies for that again. Did you need any further help today?
No, that'd be it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great day, and stay safe.
Okay, bye.